Welcome back to another episode of Sundays with Jeff Miller. Remember, we're going to be mostly talking about the NFL, and that means not for losers. This is where you come to get the information you need to make your fantasy football team successful. So don't forget, you can contact me at sundayswithjeffmiller@gmail.com with any questions you might have. Let the clock begin. All right, welcome back to another episode of Sundays with Jeff Miller. First of all, will say that I know I did not get out a start-sit program over the weekend for you, and I apologize for that, but I had the opportunity to spend some real quality time with a few of my grandkids, and that took precedent this particular weekend. That is what I'm going to share with you, and I'm telling you, we had a blast. So when my kids were little, we used to play this game where we'd take army men and we'd each choose a place in the house, and we'd stack them all up, and then we'd take bundles of socks and we would toss them and blow them up. So I shared that with my grandsons. We bought a bunch of army men, and they had like sandbags and walls and all this stuff they could set up, and we played army. We played Army the way I played Army, and it was a blast. This is one of the few things that we got to do this weekend. So, pretty much week two, you have all your players available to you. You might have a couple players you want to know about start sitting, but for the most part, most people are going to play the guys they picked, right? However, there were some players who are still continuing to struggle after week two. But today, I kind of started browsing through some of the players who are available. And I went off of season stats so far. So there are two games tonight. So we have four teams with players that are kind of represented, but really not because they only have their one game totals. But when we're looking at the waiver wire going into Tuesday and Wednesday, I wanted to get as much information out as I could to share with you of some players that I think we should, you know, all be taking a look at. So if you're struggling with Russell Wilson, as your starting quarterback, and there are a few other out there. I mean, I think Matt Stafford isn't exactly having his off to his best start this year, right? There are a few quarterbacks out there, but the number one currently after week two stats come through that comes to mind is Carson Wentz. Now, Carson Wentz, through the first two games, has posted 37.7 fantasy points and 34.8. He's thrown the ball a total of 87 times with 57 completions, and he's also got 650 yards to go along with 7 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. Now, next up for him is Philadelphia, which Detroit had a shootout with him. I'm curious to see what will happen tonight with Minnesota and Philadelphia, and then Dallas and Tennessee, Chicago, Green Bay, and then Indianapolis. So pretty soft schedule coming up. If you're looking for a starting quarterback, you might want to take a quick peek at Carson Wentz. And as I kind of scroll down through here, there are a few others. Jared Goff is off to a fairly good start for the Detroit Lions. As a matter of fact, I heard an announcer say yesterday, and this was not during the game, this was actually after the afternoon games, that the Lions offense is a juggernaut. Yeah, that's the word he used. So if it's a juggernaut, you might want to take a look at the starting quarterback, right? Jared Goff, first two games of the year, 20.5, followed that with 34 points this week, 71 passing attempts. He's completed 41, so needs to work on his percentage. That's not really good. Passing yardage, he has 471 yards, 6 touchdowns, though, and 1 interception. So that's an average of 3 TDs. So that's a pretty good average. 27 points to start the season. Looking at his schedule, he's got Minnesota, Seattle, at New England, and then a bye. So let's go back and look really quick. I don't know that I said when Carson Wentz's bye was, but now I'm kind of curious. He doesn't have a bye until week 14. There's an interesting bit of information to share with you too. And then how about this guy? If he continues, we may have a quarterback controversy with the Jets. J-E-T-S, Jets. That's right. Joe Flacco, 53.2 fantasy points so far this year. Now, Joe Flacco, in his first two games, has put up 17.4 fantasy points and 35.9. But he has passed the ball 103 times with 53 completions. Again, the percentage isn't great, but the pass attempts are 616 yards, 5 touchdowns to go away with 1 interception. So the question is, does Wilson get the starting gig back when he comes back to New York? And then there's Marcus Mariota with 41.2. Nothing really, you know, fantastic about his start that he's off to. They are definitely struggling with receivership. We know Kyle Pitts is off to a really rough start. I hate to say I told you so, but it's the one player I am going to tell you I told you so. He's averaging just over about 20.6 points per game the first two games, 59 pass attempts, which isn't super, 37 completions, and just a little bit over 400 yards with only 2 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. However, he has ran the ball 18 times for 88 yards and a touchdown, which also helps his value just a little bit. So there's a couple there. Trevor Lawrence also 38.9 fantasy points so far. You know, if you want to look at those particular players. So let's go a little further down the list and let's look at some wide receivers. Now, the first flex player available is a wide receiver. Devin Duvernay had a really good week one for Baltimore and was off to a really good start yesterday. He actually ran a touchdown back. I believe it was on the kickoff, but it might have been a punt return. I didn't see the game. But he ends up with 33 fantasy points over two games. So looking at about a 16.5 point average, playing 53% of the snaps. He's had 6 targets, 6 receptions, 96 yards, and 2 touchdowns to go with that. So would like a higher snap percentage for a player, but a spot player that I might be able to throw in off my bench, that might not be really bad. And then Noah Brown for Dallas comes in with 32 total fantasy points in 2 weeks, 11.8 week one, 20.1 week two with the backup quarterback with Cooper Rush back there, playing around 87% of the snaps, 14 targets, 10 catches, which is nice. He also has 159 yards receiving. Looks like he's averaging about 16 yards per catch with 1 touchdown. Definitely getting some playing time in Dallas and currently looks like the number 2 receiver in that offense. Now, I know Dalton Schultz went down during that game with a leg injury. He did get back into the game, but I don't believe he had a catch after that. So something you might want to look out for there, because that could make Noah a little more usable, user-friendly, right? How about Corey Davis? Now, he's playing with Joe Flacco, and he has 30 fantasy points in 2 games, and he's been very consistent, 13.7, 16.3. That's what you like. Snap percentage is about 73%, 74%, 14 targets, 8 catches, though, and 160 yards, so 80 yards average there, and he's got 1 touchdown to go with it. So Corey Davis for the New York Jets might be and also another interesting play in the flex position for your fantasy football team. And this is kind of cool. I kind of decided I'd just scroll through here like this because it's a little bit of a surprise. Now, these next two guys, I think, have a really good opportunity to help your fantasy team out. Greg Dortch, he is a receiver for Arizona. And Arizona is experiencing quite a bit of a turnover with their fantasy player or with their starting wide receiver. So 14.4 points again, 13.3 in game one, 15.5 in game two, targeted 9 times in game one with 7 receptions for 63 yards. In game two, 4 targets, 4 receptions, and 1 touchdown. So he only played 71% in the second game after playing 91% in the first game. So I'm not really sure what happened there, but still another nice play or maybe some depth at your bench. Jacoby Myers was somebody I was fairly high on this year. Actually recommended that people draft him. Off to a fairly good start with 28.7 fantasy points, again 14.4, playing 85% of the snaps, 19 total targets with Mac Jones. That's what we wanted to see. 13 catches, has yet to get an actual touchdown, but off to a pretty good start. He's got Baltimore up this coming week, and then he's got at Green Bay, Detroit, at Cleveland, Chicago, at the New York Jets. So, again, another one of those players you might take a look at is if you're looking for help on your bench. How about Nelson Agholor, his teammate, also at 28 fantasy points, mostly driven by his 23-point performance this week, only 4.8 the previous week. So that's the ones that kind of scare me a little bit when I see the big difference. You kind of got to see how that pans out. Robbie Anderson did the same thing. Game one had 21.2 fantasy points, game two, 5.2, but he played 93% of the snaps. Again, just didn't get the opportunities. Not sure Baker Mayfield's the answer there in Carolina. And if you notice, some of these teams are playing for teams that just really aren't, you know, fantasy football friendly, right? Now, here's one that I kind of starting to get a liking to. Sterling Shepard, 24.5 fantasy points for the season. Game one, he played 72% of the snaps and had 15 fantasy points. Had two receptions on four targets. Game two, he comes back against Carolina, plays 88% of the snaps, only 9.4 fantasy points, but 10 targets and six catches. So he's got Dallas, Chicago, at Green Bay, and then Baltimore, at Jacksonville, Seattle, before going on a bye. So Sterling Shepard might be a nice depth piece for your fantasy football roster. DeAndre Carter, another guy that, well, I know his quarterback likes him for sure, right? That's Herbert. Now, we don't know if Herbert's going to play, so then he becomes a bit dicey in this situation. Only played about 50% of the snaps in the first two games. Had seven total targets, six catches, though. 23.9 fantasy points, and he has a touchdown. So almost 12 points. I kind of like him. He's a good speed player there for the LA Chargers. So he's somebody you might want to take a peek at, again, if you're looking for help on your fantasy football team. Going through here, Jamal Williams, Detroit, big in week one, not so good week two, but DeAndre Swift is definitely nursing a sore ankle. I think that if I had Swift, I would grab Jamal Williams as a handcuff there. And believe it or not, Pittsburgh's defense comes in at number 103 in total points with 22, but they only had 2 points this week. Definitely missed Watt. So if you're looking at them and seeing that they're going to be ranked at the top, you may want to consider that before you pick up Pittsburgh's defense. Tyler Conklin, if you're looking for a tight end, has 21.6 fantasy points in 2 weeks. Not bad. Pretty consistent. 11.6 week one, 10 week two. Playing a lot of snaps, though. 96% of the time he's on the field. 10 catches on 16 targets. You could do worse in that area. He'll get his touchdowns. He got one in week one. Hopefully he can get a few more. Playing Cincinnati this week, then at Pittsburgh, Miami, at Green Bay, at Denver, to give you a glimpse down the road for him. J.D. McKissic had a decent week also for his team. Got back in the action a little bit, 11.3 fantasy points on 46% of the snaps. Three rushing attempts for only 9 yards, but this is what we want to see from him. Seven targets, seven receptions, 54 yards. That's where he's going to have his most value for your fantasy football team. So let's switch over now and take a look at some of the rookie performances from this week. Look at our top five rookies going into the next week. And, of course, like I said, we have 4 games left. But just want to kind of take a quick look at this and see if there's anybody there that you might want to be paying attention to. Garrett Wilson, now at 39.2 fantasy points for the season, had a really nice week for the Jets. 61% of the snaps, but 30 fantasy points. He had 8 catches, 14 targets, 2 touchdowns. It's going to be hard to keep him off the field if he's available in your league. You might want to be looking at that. Drake London for Atlanta has put together 2 very nice weeks. Kyle Pitts could follow his suit. 12.4 fantasy points week one, 24.6 week two. played 82% of the snaps, had 12 targets, 8 receptions, quickly becoming a favorite target of Marcus Mariota. He also got his first touchdown this weekend. And then at number 3 for rookies, Jahan Dotson for Washington, if he's available in your league, 35.9 fantasy points, 2 touchdowns in week 1, 1 in week 2, playing right around 94% of the snaps. 7 catches, 10 targets, 99 yards, and 3 touchdowns. So he's worth looking at if he's available on your league. Breece Hall comes back and has a nice week this week for the New York Jets. Puts up 13 fantasy points. Nice to see. 7 runs, 50 yards with a 7.1 yards per carry. That's kind of what everybody was hoping for in the beginning. Chris Olave, another one that we talked about last week, coming in at number 5. He's at 21.1 fantasy points. Hasn't caught a touchdown yet. Played 75% of the snaps this week. 5 catches on 13 targets. Winston has to be more accurate. That's the part that scares me, but definitely a nice keeper for down the road. And then the first couple players we just have available looking at this that might be available, Xander Horvath had a good week, week 1. Damian Pierce sitting at number 8 came back and had a better week in week 2. Romeo Doubs is what Romeo Doubs is in Green Bay. He's only playing about 47% of the snaps. He had 3 targets this week, 2 catches. Not really enough to take a look at for me. Isaiah Pacheco fell off the map this week after a good week 1. And that's about it when it comes to the rookies that I have to talk about today. So tomorrow we'll get back and we'll take a look at our over 40 club. Definitely had some players out there that we need to take a look at for that purpose. Wow, that's all I'm going to say. But until these other couple games are over, we're not going to do that over 40 club. We'll throw that out there tomorrow for you and possibly take a look and see if there's some more players that you might want to be taking a look at. If you have any questions, you can always message me at sundayswithjeffmiller@gmail.com. I'll be glad to answer those. You can catch me at Twitter, on Twitter also. Sundays with Jeff is my, username there that you can go by. Just search that and you can leave me questions there too. And I'm more than glad to answer those for you too. So hopefully after week 2, you're 2-0. If not, you're at least 1-1. And if you're looking at 0-2, you definitely need to get that first win in week 3. It becomes increasingly more difficult to make fantasy playoffs with an 0-3 start. And we all know that because it's the same way in the NFL. And that's what we like about fantasy football. It's got some similarities to it, right? Please share. It's only fair. And that's it for this podcast. Bye.